All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Sunday, August 9th. In this video, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Trump's memorandum on unemployment. Then we're going to talk about his memorandum on payroll tax, the specifics of that, as well as potential effects on Social Security. Before I get into it, please give me a big old like below. Give me that thumbs up down there below the video. Really helps with the YouTube algorithm. Thank you so much for doing that. All right, big stimulus news, as I told you yesterday, is that yesterday President Trump signed four executive orders. Actually, one of them was an executive order, three were memoranda, that affect or attempt to affect various, in my opinion, watered down stimulus measures. One for payroll tax deferral, one for unemployment, one for eviction moratorium, and one for student loans. This morning on CNN, Pelosi called Trump's executive orders slash memoranda absurdly unconstitutional. I'm not an attorney and can't speak to the constitutionality of these executive orders, but I am pretty good with numbers, and I can tell you, as I've said, that these are a shadow of what should have been successfully negotiated over the past 2 weeks between Democrats and Republicans. Now, with the unemployment, I created a separate video last night on who's eligible, how long I think it would last, and all that. Separate video up at the top of your screen. If you missed it, you can check it out there. Spoiler alert, it's not $1,600 a month. I've seen some people call this $1,600 a month. No, it's not lasting that long to be a monthly benefit. Check out the video, my latest video from yesterday, to see my math on exactly how long I think this benefit would last. Now, like I said in that video, I think that that order, that memorandum on unemployment, just like the others Trump signed yesterday, will have its challenges. For example, in order for that unemployment memorandum to be effective in a given state, the state will obviously have to be on board with it and would be willing to kick in the $100 a week on top of the federal kick-in of $300 a week. If a state isn't on board with it, no go. And this federal kick-in, the money's just not there for it to last very long. After the federal kick-in money in the disaster relief fund runs out, I covered a disaster relief fund in that video that I mentioned, the memorandum just says states look for extra money to keep paying people more. That's basically what it says. This morning, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said, we've been told they, meaning the states, can get this up and running immediately. That said, the cynic in me would tell you to not expect the extra $400 to pop up this week. Your state may have some issues with this. Maybe some states are on board with this and they can get this rolling out ASAP, but that may not be the case for all states. Some states may not even be on board with this. So in this video, I want to talk about the presidential memorandum for payroll tax deferral. Per the memorandum, it says this payroll tax deferral would be effective from September 1st through December 31st. In the press conference yesterday, Trump made it sound like it would be August. The day before, another press conference, he made it sound like it would be retroactive to July. But the actual text of the memorandum said this would be effective beginning September 1st. Now, first surprise about this one. It only applies to the 6.2% Social Security tax, not the 1.45% Medicare tax as well. In the memorandum, it says, the Secretary of the Treasury is hereby directed to use his authority pursuant to 26 United States Code 7508A to defer the withholding, deposit, and payment of the tax imposed by 26 United States Code 3101A and so much of the tax imposed by Section 3201 as is attributable to the rate in effect under Section 3101A on wages or compensation as applicable paid during the period of September 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2020. Wow. What a mouthful. Bottom line is this. You look at the tax code. You look at Internal Revenue Code Section 3101A. That is just referring to the Social Security piece. There is no mention of 3101B, that's the Medicare piece, in this memorandum. That's a surprise, because you hear payroll tax, you think the whole kit and caboodle. Ah, but it doesn't sound quite as nice to say the Social Security tax deferral or a Social Security tax cut, does it, Mr. President? Because look, I think most people were thinking, well, if I make $50,000 times the full employee payroll tax percentage of 7.65%, which is Social Security and Medicare, that's $3,825 of taxes per year. Let's say you're paid biweekly, divided by 26. That's an extra $147 in your paycheck every couple weeks from September 1st through the end of the year. But that's not the way this memorandum was written. In this example, you take the $50,000, you'd multiply it only by the 6.2%, the Social Security piece, which is $3,100, and if you're paid biweekly, divide by 26, that's an extra $119 in your paycheck every couple weeks, assuming you're paid every couple weeks. So what's the total savings here, right? Let's assume two pay periods a month, 119 more take-home per pay period. That's $952 in increased take-home pay from September through the end of the year. My thing is this. Let's say as a business owner, in September, per this executive order, I stop withholding payroll taxes from my employees' paychecks. Let's just use the example of $50,000 a year, an employee making $50,000 a year. So let's say from September through December, I don't withhold $952, you know, their Social Security taxes. And then let's say that employee quits. Am I now left holding the bag to pay these $952 of taxes on my own, even though they're technically, you know, should be out of the employee's paycheck? Because Trump doesn't have the power to forgive these payroll taxes, only to defer collection of them. What if I try to remit them now to be safe? Would the IRS actually block me from doing so based on this executive order? These are all the questions I'm asking as not only a CPA, but also a business owner with employees. But Trump, of course, has the answer. He said in his press conference yesterday that if he is elected on November 3rd, he plans to forgive these taxes and make permanent cuts to the payroll tax, making them all permanent tax cuts.
If I'm victorious on November 3rd, I plan to forgive these taxes and make permanent cuts to the payroll tax. I'm going to make them all permanent. Now, Joe Biden and the Democrats may not want that. They don't want that because they're adding $3 trillion in taxes. So they'll have the option of raising everybody's taxes and taking this away. But if I win, I may extend and terminate. In other words, I'll extend it beyond the end of the year and terminate the tax. And so we'll see what happens. Biden probably won't be doing that. You'll have to ask him. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, no thanks. Problematic. So you're saying that you want the Social Security trust funds to have even less money in them because that's what a permanent cut to the payroll tax would do, because the payroll tax you're suspending with this memorandum funds the Federal Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund and the Federal Disability Insurance Trust Fund, i.e. the Social Security trust funds. If you make these cuts permanent, that would hurt Social Security. Moreover, Trump, you can't just do this on your own. This would have to be a bill originating in Congress, passed by both houses, and signed by the president. And it says it right here in Section 4 of this memorandum, tax forgiveness. It says, the Secretary of the Treasury shall explore avenues, including legislation, to eliminate the obligation to pay the taxes deferred pursuant to the implementation of this memorandum. Really, you think you're getting both houses with you on this? A lot of Congress members' constituents will skin them alive if they hurt Social Security, and rightly so. But guess what Mnuchin said this morning on Fox about this? This morning on Fox, Mnuchin said Trump doesn't want to hurt Social Security with the permanent payroll tax suspension. He said he'd look into enacting if reelected. Mnuchin said there would be an automatic contribution from the general fund with no reduction of benefits. That's right. Apparently the suggestion here is to fund Social Security from general tax revenues, not a specific payroll tax. Ever since its inception, the promise of Social Security was that it would be self-supporting, not subsidized by the federal government's general fund. President Franklin Roosevelt, who signed into law the Social Security Act, said, if I have anything to say about it, it will always be contributed both on the part of the employer and the employee on a sound actuarial basis. It means no money out of the Treasury. This plan that Mnuchin so innocently stated this morning on Fox would turn the whole game on its head and create all kinds of problems. Mnuchin says automatic contribution from the general fund. So does Congress get to play with that automatic contribution every year in their budget talks? You say, Mnuchin, no reduction of benefits, but come on, you're now taking a system that was originally intended to be self-sustaining and self-supporting with people contributing into it throughout their working years, those contributions being invested into U.S. Treasury securities, and those amounts paid out to individuals after their working years are done. You're taking the system, which has run this way for 85 years, and now letting probably Congress have fun with it. Trump said earlier this year, I'm not going to cut Social Security like every other Republican. But I don't know, Donald, this looks pretty fishy to me. I'm already running long, so let's move on to eligibility for this payroll tax deferral. Who would be eligible for the payroll tax deferral? In his speech, Trump said it's for employees who make less than $100,000 per year. But in the actual text of the memorandum, it says the deferral shall be made available with respect to any employee, the amount of whose wages or compensation, as applicable, payable during any biweekly pay period, generally is less than $4,000, calculated on a pre-tax basis, or the equivalent amount with respect to other pay periods. So there's nothing in here about $100,000 per year. All this says is if your pre-tax paycheck every 2 weeks is less than $4,000, this payroll tax deferral applies to you. All right, well, you know, let's say that I have other sources of income, rental income or something, and I make a lot of money, right? Let's say I make tens of thousands of dollars a month doing something else, like passively, right? Okay, but I'm still going to get this payroll tax deferral, but then someone who makes less money than me, but even though they make a little bit over $4,000 every 2 weeks, they wouldn't. There's some inefficiency here, right? There's some inefficiency here where a potentially high income earner could get this payroll tax deferral, but lower income earner might not. See? This isn't based on your tax return, right? Unlike the stimulus checks, which are based on your tax return, this is just based on your pay stub. So do you see why this is inefficient? Why a stimulus check would be way better? Not only does a stimulus check not have the complexities and potential inequalities of the payroll tax deferral, but it puts money in people's pockets now, not stretched out a few bucks every pay period between September and December. And obviously a stimulus check benefits those who are out of the workforce, right? Because you think of the things that President Trump signed yesterday. What about people who are detached from the labor force? They're not on unemployment and they're not working. Payroll tax deferral, that really only benefits those who are working right now. The unemployment obviously would benefit the unemployed. But what about the people who are not in the labor force? Retirees, other people on some kind of fixed income. This doesn't really help them. Folks, that is what I have for you today regarding Trump's payroll tax deferral memorandum. I will be covering the other two items, eviction moratorium and student loans, in separate videos, but I definitely want to get this out to you. Thank you so much for watching. If you could like the video below, I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and I will see you in the next video.